We continue our conversation with Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre on part two of our special edition news magazine, our Spirit of America series.
Okay, well, I was going to say, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to get you in any trouble for sure. When you look back on that time, what are some of the memories that stand out? I know, you know, just as someone who didn't serve, I've heard of Delta Force. I have to imagine that was a pretty significant thing. But any other memories or kind of things that stand out that either helped shape who you are today or just kind of things that you look back on really fondly?
Oh, yes. I feel that my spiritual growth really happened while I was in the military. Of course, I was very young. You know, I was 18 when I first left for basic training and my first AIT. I was 19 for my second. You know, it was very formidable years of my life. And, you know, being away from my parents, I really got to choose whether I wanted a life of religion. I wanted a life that was very self-disciplined, or if I wanted to go with the crowd and do whatever I wanted to do. And I found strength in my higher power and in my Savior. And I came away from there with a courage to stand up for what's right and to do what's right. It wasn't always easy when your peers are wanting to go out and have so-called fun, drinking and carousing and doing all kinds of things like that. I didn't respect them or, you know, feel any less of them as my friends. It was just things that I didn't want to do and I didn't want to partake of it. And I really learned a lot about myself and about how to interact with people who don't necessarily choose what you're going to choose to do, and how to respect and understand those differences in people. And I love the people that I made, who were my really good friends, were my lifelong friends. I am still in contact with a lot of them. One of them I ended up marrying. I'm no longer married to him anymore, but he became our family best friend and my current husband's best friend. We just really made the best of that time in that Maryland, D.C., Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area. It was such a wonderful time to explore and to get one with nature, as well as, you know, having a job that was so close to Washington, D.C. with all the history there. I really enjoyed my time. But when I got out, it just so happened that I ended up getting married 5 days later. I wasn't quite sure how I was going to get out of the military when my husband had asked me to marry him, and we chose a date, and we weren't even sure if that was going to happen or not. At that time, it had become Desert Shield turned into Desert Storm, and there was something called stop loss, which the military institutes when they go to war. And stop losses means that no one can get out or come into the military because they want to make sure they know exactly, you know, how large or how small their forces are and what they need so they can control that. And so although I had orders and supposed to get out, I didn't know if I was going to get out at that time or not. And it just so happened that it was pushed to a point where I got out 5 days before I got married. So,
all right. Well, that worked out really well timing-wise for you. Transition-wise, I know you've talked about this, and we've talked about this in the past in some of the candidate interviews running for Warren County Supervisors. But I know that you've had that public service instilled in you kind of from that and wanting to give back. How do you think that developed from your time in the military to now serving on the Warren County Supervisors?
Well, in Warren County, we have our Veterans Administration of Warren County that we serve veterans there. We have a large population of veterans that have not gone into that office. I feel very privileged to be a part of that family. while I was in, I had some of the best mentors. I remember I had a colonel, his name was Colonel Wadey, and there was I can't remember what his rank was, but there was another gentleman, his last name was Lawrence. He would want me to go and watch his house for him. And through all of these different mentors that I had during my time there, I saw how dedicated and loyal they were to the military, to the government, and ultimately to the people of the United States. And a lot of these people would forsake their own families and go to war, or they would make sacrifices. Make sacrifices that I didn't know if I would ever be able to make if I was put in that situation. And I saw some of them, they were Vietnam vets. Some of them were vets from Desert Storm. Some I know came back from the conflict in Iraq. Others, which is Desert Storm, but in other times. I have had some recent friends come back from other tours throughout the world where there were conflicts, and also saw some health issues that a lot of my friends came back from. And I didn't know how to communicate with them. I wasn't sure if I could ever relate, because I didn't have to serve in that way. But being a border supervisor on different panels, boards, and commissions, in which I can address not only the citizens, but those that have served Warren County, as well as our country, I'm able to make decisions that can better their lives and that of their families. And that I feel very privileged to be a part of.
Once again, that was Warren County Supervisor Crystal McIntyre on our special edition news magazine, Spirit of America, as she talked about her service in our nation's armed forces.